time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for cloudy skies and windy conditions with a high of 80. Tonight, thunderstorms are likely with a low of 50. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. 24-year-old Fairfield resident Scott A. Wilson was arrested yesterday afternoon on a charge of possession of child pornography. According to police reports, at approximately 2 o'clock, Fairfield police officers assisted a Jefferson County deputy, who is also an agent of the Internet Crime Against Children Task Force, in the execution of a search warrant at a residence in the 1600 block of West Delaware. The search resulted in discovery of child pornography on electronic devices. Wilson was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Police say the investigation is ongoing, as additional electronic devices were seized and will undergo forensic examination. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales and Service. Spring has finally sprung and summer will soon follow, so we are putting our Frigidaire 22 cubic foot chest freezers on sale for $749.95 while supplies last. Frigidaire's space-wise organization system offers organizational solutions you can customize to fit your needs, like sliding plastic baskets, dividers, and a pizza basket, bright LED lighting, a power-on indicator light, and pop-out key. Come get yours at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield. Check it out on Facebook.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Cisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Cisney Key Market, today on the square in Cisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
In other news, the Fairfield Community High School Charitable Foundation has announced the Richard Lee Cox Memorial Scholarship. Cox was raised in Fairfield and graduated from FCHS with the class of 1962. With financial assistance from a local benefactor, he was able to earn his undergraduate degree from SIU Carbondale in journalism. After service in the U.S. Army, Cox became editor-in-chief of Reader's Digest in New York. Eventually, he retired in Hawaii, where he founded the Aloha Angels, which generates funds for teachers, classroom activities, and other educational programs on the island. After his passing in April 2017, money was bequeathed to the FCHS Charitable Foundation for his namesake scholarship program. There are four scholarships, each totaling $2,000 available. The Richard Lee Cox Journalism and Communications, Education, Heritage, and Big Dream Scholarships. An application, along with a 300-to-500-word essay, must be submitted by Friday, April 26th. Applicants must also meet foundation requirements in order to be eligible. Anyone with questions on this or any other scholarship should contact FCHS at 842-2649. The North Wayne Education Association will host a trivia night at the Fairfield Elks tomorrow. The event will begin at 6 o'clock p.m. with registration and sandwiches, and trivia will start at 6:30. The cost to enter is $100 per team, and teams may have up to 8 members. Free pass stickers will be available, and there will be a 50-50 drawing as well. Those who cannot attend but who would like to make a donation may sponsor a ghost team. For more information or to pre-register a team, contact Kelsey Featherling at 673-2156 or Jeff Baker at 516-2793. All proceeds from the event will be used by the North Wayne Education Association to support educational activities and scholarships. Measles outbreaks across the country have prompted several Illinois health systems to pressure parents who haven't vaccinated their children to do so. One of the systems, Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago, is sending letters to families of its primary care patients 16 months and older who haven't had a first dose of the vaccine, and 7 years and older who haven't received a second dose. Department of Pediatrics Vice Chairman Dr. Matthew Davis said Lurie decided to step up its efforts to reach unvaccinated children because the current spread of measles is a reminder that society depends on vaccination to keep serious and fatal diseases in check. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends all children get 2 doses of measles vaccine, which it says is 97% effective. Local FFA chapters participated at Murray State Field Day in Kentucky yesterday, with over 1,400 students competing from 53 teams in 3 states. Sisney FFA finished as the 13th place overall chapter and the 1st place Illinois school. 22 Sisney FFA members participated in the event. Sisney's livestock judging team of Sarah Tim, Eli Hosselton, Jacqueline Billington, and Lexi Locke took 3rd place. And Tim received 2nd overall individual as well. The floriculture team of Kaylee Konopasek, Katie Miller, and Kylie Rucker also received 3rd place, and poultry and ag mechanization teams took home 4th place. The poultry team consisted of Zach Paul, Jenna Atterbury, Melanie Jordan, and Grace Milligan. Eli Massey, Malcolm Levi, and Connor Smith comprised the ag mechanization team. Eli Massey also placed 9th individually in tractor driving. The Fairfield FFA chapter also participated yesterday, competing in livestock judging, horse judging, seed ID, and ag mechanics. Additionally, the dairy judging team of Camden Robbins, Kelby Rush, and Noah Barger placed 6th overall. The floriculture team of Samantha Estes, Katie DeVu, and Beth Belangi placed 10th overall. The Contiki building is expected to be sold at tonight's regularly scheduled park board meeting. The meeting will begin at 6 o'clock, and after various reports from the Fairfield Park Board, the first item of business will be an auction sale of the Contiki and all of its contents. Those interested in purchasing the property must bring a $1,000 check for the park district. If multiple parties bring checks, they can then raise their offer. Should an offer materialize, the board is expected to approve the sale. In old business, the board will revisit the Little League fence project that was discussed at their last meeting. The possibility was raised for the district to help place an outfield fence at the North Leo French baseball diamond. The matter was not resolved in March, as the board was awaiting definite plans and costs before looking at any action. Board members will also discuss the Lakeside Reservoir Project and reimbursement to the Lions Club for Contiki tables. In new business, the board will hire lifeguards, discuss the sale of golf course equipment, and conduct the annual payroll review of park employees. Illinois Carey held a town hall meeting earlier this week at the Albion House of Prayer to discuss potential legislation in the Illinois General Assembly, including Senate Bill 107. Edwards County State's Attorney Eric St. Ledger spoke at the meeting in an effort to put law-abiding citizens at ease. He emphasized that the bill, which could impact gun ownership, is not law, and it could end up in committee and never see the light of day, as several bills do. However, he acknowledged that it is still a concern to many people. St. Ledger said he, as a state's attorney, has taken an oath to protect both the federal and state constitution, and the Second Amendment is part of that. He stressed that he was not speaking to incite a rebellion against the rule of law, and he would continue to abide by and prosecute under a law, regardless of whether or not he liked it. However, for any law that appears unconstitutional on its surface for law-abiding citizens, he would exercise his discretion as prosecutor in favor of the Constitution and of justice. He also noted that courts will provide direction and give a ruling on contested laws. St. Ledger said, should a law pass that appears to violate the Constitution, an appeal typically goes straight to the Illinois Supreme Court for a ruling. A similar town hall is coming to Wayne County in the coming days. Expected speakers include State Representative Darren Bailey, State Senator Dale Ryder, Wayne County State's Attorney Kevin Kakak, Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett, and Mike and Valinda Rowe with Illinois Carey. The event will take place on Monday, April 22nd, at 6 p.m. at New Beginnings Church. According to a Facebook post from the Wayne County Highway Department, portions of County Highway 13 will be closed today, tomorrow, and Monday from 7:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. each day. The closures will run a quarter mile south of Keynes, then south to 400 North. and will allow crews to replace several culverts. The fifth and final Fairfield Rotary Club Wayne County Farm Bureau travelogue is set for tonight. Tonight's travelogue is Venture to Alaska and will be narrated live by Sandy Mortimer. The program starts at 7:15 this evening at Fairfield's First Baptist Church at 308 South 1st Street. Admission is by season ticket only. State Representative Darren Bailey is sponsoring legislation in the Illinois House in an attempt to improve the safety of school children by preventing school bus stop arm violations. When it comes to buses, school zones, and safety, some of the biggest concerns happen when cars and buses aren't moving. According to the Illinois State Board of Education, most children between the ages of 5 to 7 are injured or killed while getting on or off the bus, leading the board to label the area the death zone. Bailey's legislation would raise fines for passing a stopped school bus.
Currently, the law reads that on a first offense, it's $150, and it can carry a 3-month suspension of license. And on a second violation within 5 years, it's a $500 fine and up to a 1-year suspension of license. What I'm wanting to do is to change the dollar amount. I'm wanting to make the first offense at $500, and I'm wanting to make the second offense $1,000.
Signs warning drivers of school bus stops are found along multiple rural roads in the area. Besides the yellow signs, parents and law enforcement are asking people to pay attention for the buses. Bailey said not a week goes by without a reported violation in his county.
If you remember, back in October of 2018, there were 3 children killed in Rochester, Indiana, and ABC Channel 7 in Chicago did a poll, and they believe that, if I read this right, there's like 20,000 violations a year, reports a year in Illinois. And I know for a fact that in my county, there is not literally a week that goes by where there's not a reported instance between 3 small schools in our district. So I just feel like if we are proactive with this instead of reactive, that maybe we can avoid a catastrophe.
The bill was approved in committee yesterday morning and moves to the House floor for consideration. Senator Dick Durbin paid tribute recently during a speech on the Senate floor to the 3 Illinois state troopers lost in the line of duty this year. He also called for Washington to help with the issue addressed by the Illinois Move Over Law, which requires drivers to move over, if possible, when approaching stopped emergency or police vehicles.
I believe the federal government needs to do more. In the upcoming Surface Transportation Reauthorization Bill, I'll be working to not only increase funding for highway safety grants to provide states with the resources they need to better enforce these laws, but to encourage people all across America to be sensitive to the men and women who are serving us in public capacities, in law enforcement, and other responsibilities who deserve our respect and our caution.
Durbin saluted Lucy Kelper, the daughter of an Illinois state trooper who created a Facebook page to raise awareness about the Illinois Move Over Law. That's the news. Area deaths next.
We all know home is where the heart is. Now the experts at Carrier have put a new twist on that notion, introducing the Carrier Core Thermostat, the heart of a smarter home. With the Core Thermostat, you can control your home comfort from across the room or across the country. The Core Thermostat also monitors your energy usage and turns it into reports you can use to save money. Call Sam or Kara at Complete HVAC and Plumbing today at 445-3329 or visit their website at completehvac.org.
If you're looking for a new doctor, look no further than the new SSM Health Provider Finder. Search for physicians online based on conditions and treatments, name spellings and pronunciations, and locations near you. What's more, SSM Health doctors are known for taking the time to listen and connect with you. We call this the healing power of presence. You'll find this helpful tool at ssmhealth.com/doctors.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 77. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 26,122, down 35. The NASDAQ is at 7,956, down 7. May crude oil is at $63.53. That is down $1.08. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 69-year-old Benton resident Gary Lee Kuhn died on Monday at the Harrisburg Medical Center. He was a veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Gary Kuhn is survived by his mother, Alice Moreland of McLeansboro, two sons, Brian Kuhn of McLeansboro and Jason Kuhn of Mount Vernon, one grandson, one sister, Diane Robertson of Opdyke, and several nieces, nephews, and cousins. Funeral services for Gary Kuhn will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be Friday, tomorrow, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home. He will be laid to rest in the veterans section of the Oddfellow Cemetery in McLeansboro, with graveside military honors performed by American Legion Post 106 and a U.S. Air Force honor team. Memorials may be made to the Kids at Risk Education Fund, and they will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of arrangements. 82-year-old Carmi resident Donna L. Kays died Tuesday morning at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. She was a registered nurse. Donna Kays is survived by her husband, Bill, sons William Kays and Robert Kays, six grandchildren, and nine great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Donna Kays will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial will be in Big Prairie Cemetery. Visitation will be this evening from 4 to 7 o'clock at the funeral home. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Who wants pickles and ice cream or pineapple and pizza? Not at your local Dairy Queen, but you can now order chicken and waffles. Available on their new menu at Fairfield Dairy Queen, stop in for a $5 lunch. Try the 3-piece chicken basket, deluxe cheeseburger, crispy chicken salad, or the barbecue bacon cheeseburger meal. Have a complete meal and finish it off with your favorite ice cream sundae. Open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, cloudy skies and windy, a high today of 80. Thunderstorms are likely tonight with a low of 50 and partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 65. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, cloudy on Saturday, a high of 60 and low of 48. Scattered showers are possible on Sunday with a high of 62 and low of 38. Then mostly sunny skies on Monday. Monday's high will be around 60 with an overnight low of 45.